Hello, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today is actually a very special day. It is Yud Aleph Shvat, and yesterday was Yud Shvat. And what is so special about it? So Yud Shvat was the yahrzeit of the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe, sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak. And when he passed away, when he was nostalgic, 1950, the next Rebbe of Lubavitch was his son-in-law, Nachum Mendel Schneerson, who became the seventh Rebbe. Officially, he became the seventh Rebbe the following year on the day of the yahrzeit, but of course, unofficially, he became the Rebbe as soon as the sixth Rebbe was nostalgic, because there has to be a leader of the Jewish people. And therefore, it turned out that the 10th of Shvat, Yud Shvat, was partially the previous Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak, leading the Jewish people, and part of the time, Menachem Mendel Schneerson the 7th. But tonight's story is based on the very last teaching of the previous Rebbe, Yosef Yitzchak Schneerson, and he taught about the topic of Basi Legani Yechosikala. I came into my garden, my sister, my bride, which is a pasuk in Shir Shirim, describing how Hashem wants the world to be a beautiful garden. And it was a beautiful garden in the beginning. Gan Eden, as a matter of fact, had the name the Garden of Eden. And it was a beautiful place. Everything was perfect. Hashem had just created it. However, not everything stayed that way. And as a matter of fact, within the first few hours of the creation of human beings, they had already, unfortunately, sinned. As you probably know the story of the eighth Hadas Tov V'ra. When Hashem created Gan Eden, the Garden of Eden, he said to Adam and Chava, you may eat from any of the trees of the garden except you may not eat from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra, the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And unfortunately, they ate from it. And we have been trying to make up for that ever since. That is, that the Shekhinah, the divine presence, which was dwelling there in Gan Eden the first few hours after Adam and Chava were created, left. The Shekhinah left when they did a sin, when they went against Hashem's will. That had the effect of driving the Shekhinah out. Later on, other sins were done, and each sin pushed the Shekhinah out up higher, another level away from the world, another level away from the world, another level away from the world, until the Shekhinah was seven levels away from the world. But then something changed, and that was that Avram Avinu came onto the scene, great Avram Avinu, the great tzaddik, who with his service of Hashem, and perhaps also because of his bringing many people close to Hashem, he brought the Shekhinah back down, closer to earth. And Yitzchak brought it even closer. Yaakov brought it even closer. And altogether there were seven tzaddikim, including the seventh, which was Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moses brought the Shekhinah back down to the earth. With the making of the Mishkan, of course, the Shekhinah came down at least temporarily at Har Sinai with the giving of the Torah. Then, unfortunately, it was driven away again by the Chet HaEgel, the sin of the golden calf. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he made the Mishkan, when he made the first form of the Beis HaMikdash of the temple, temporary and a mobile temple, but it still served the purpose of bringing the Shekhinah, the divine presence, down to our world again. Now, unfortunately, there were sins after that too, and we have been working to bring the Shekhinah down fully and finally to our world. So it's really one story, and that story is the story of the Shekhinah in our world, in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden, and being driven away by all those sins, and then gradually being brought back closer and closer to our world temporarily, until finally with us, actually, with our generation and no other generation, we will finally end the story and bring the Shekhinah back down to this world through Mashiach and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So it turns out that the story of the world is really the story of bringing the Shekhinah into the world. And this is a story which is actually the oldest story ever. It's the oldest story in the world because it started the same day that Hashem created the world. And we are the last chapter of that story. We are the one that will bring the Shekhinah back down into this world. And therefore, Hashem gave us the Torah and the mitzvahs, and each leader of the generation gave us specific instructions which will help in that particular generation to bring the Shekhinah down into our world the best way possible. And in our time, since the Baal Shem Tov, learning of Chassidus is a big part of the formula, but always the Torah and the mitzvahs, learning all parts of Torah, the Nigla of Torah, the revealed part of Torah, meaning Sukkim, Mishnayos, Gemara, Halacha. This is what's called the revealed part of the Torah, as well as the teachings of Chassidus, the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, other Hasidic rabbis, Tanya, and other Hasidic works, all speed up the coming of Mashiach. And in fact, even one good deed, one good word, or even one good thought can tip the entire scale and bring the Shekhinah back to this world. And therefore, we all have to work very hard. Perhaps it will be our good thought, or our good word, or our good deed, our mitzvah, that will finally bring the Shekhinah back down to this world with the coming of Mashiach. May it be speedily, in time and quickly, and hopefully it will be you. Thank you for joining the story of the day.